Look how it's changing the colour of the stuff there. I must be getting that out.
Uh-huh. It's going back brassy colour, isn't it? Have you noticed?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. I hope we haven't destroyed the surface.
Well, if anything, I think the vinegar is... I think it was a bit too pinky before, you know, when you took that stuff off.
Aye.
I think it was a bit too pinky for my liking.
Yeah. Well, it could well have been.
Okay.
I'm not used to cleaning this stuff, this type of stuff. I'm so brass is the most I've ever done.
Well, eh? What do you mean?
I've never done copper before.
Well, Brasso would have done it. So we're cleaning a scouting shield.
It's the sports shield, which began in 1929, and it has been won by various troops in the district, but the district was smaller then.
But it says here, Hexham Boy Scouts Association.
Yeah. Well,
so what's the modern day version of that?
Hadrian.
Hadrian District,
uh-huh.
which is now Tynedale and Prudhoe, is that right? Or is it more?
Tynedale and Prudhoe was the last two districts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So?
Prior to that, it was in these days, it was Hexham, and that would be just literally the stones throw around it, like Hayden Bridge and Corbridge.
So where's Settling Stones?
Settling Stones is just above Hayden Bridge.
And back then, would Bellingham been part of it? Because Bellingham here, they won it in 1953.
Yeah.
So is that too far out back
then?
No,
well, it was. It kept changing. It was Hexham, Hexham and District, then Hexham.
Don't touch it, you'll get
Hexham and North Tyne.
Uh huh.
That's when they would be coming in, Bellingham.
Hexham and North Tyne.
Because Haltwhistle was a different district.
Oh.
Then. And now it's all part of the parcel, right?
We
go right from Wylam in the east to Haltwhistle, which I suppose we could go as far as Alston, past Allendale. And then Kielder in the north. So it's that sort of area. We're the biggest geographical district in England.
Hadrian is.
Yep, it's on a par with Keswick. Keswick has amalgamated with several districts, and it makes them very big indeed.
But they're more rural, I would say, would you not?
Oh yeah, it's really the Lake District National Park.
But with it being more rural, they're going to be more all encompassing, aren't they? Rather than the population here in the east,
uh-huh.
is east of the Lake District. Uh-huh. Oh, certainly, I mean, east of Haltwhistle really is far greater than that of round Cumbria way.
Uh-huh.
So basically, what we're looking at here is a very large. Shield. So this is rosewood, did you say?
That's rosewood.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the wood section of it, the backing is maybe, I don't know, maybe 50 centimetres, would you say? Long.
Long, that's about 400 millimetres. 400 millimetres by.
Just short of that.
Well, that's nearly 500 millimetres, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, 50 centimetres.
That's right, yep, by
40. And kind of, central in it and taking up probably two-thirds of it is this huge copper. It's been cast out of copper plaque. And so the majority of it looks like a coat of arms. And there is a scroll, a figure of a scroll on the top saying Hexham Boy Scout Association. Centrally in that copper plate is a figure of an old boy, what the Boy Scouts invariably used to be dressed like. And now what's funny there is his salute is against his temple on his head.
Yes, they did that with a hat, if they were wearing a hat.
Uh-huh.
They saluted next to the hat like a soldier does.
Oh, I see. And but there's a setting of tents behind him, sort of pyramid shaped tents, and also someone carrying another person in a fireman's lift, which I find. Now, why would they have done that specifically? Fireman's carry.
It could have been one of the sports projects.
Oh, so perhaps
it could have been carry a person from A to B. Who knows? I mean, scouting was fairly quirky to start with, and we did various quirky things, and that could have been one of them.
So here we go. Here's what's interesting. Underneath that description, there's like a small shield, and on it says Tyndale Shield 1929. So what's the link between Hex and Boy Scouts Association and Tyndale?
Well, Tyndale would be the civil area.
Uh-huh.
Whereas Hexham and Hexham Boy Scouts Association is our scouting name for the area.
And when did we drop in the UK? Because the Americans still call it Boy Scouts. When did we drop in the UK Boy Scouts?
In 1966.
Oh, really?
During the Advanced Army Report.
Oh, wealth of knowledge. And why did we drop Boy Scouts?
Because we wanted to modernise.
So just to Scouts?
Uh-huh. BP said we were a movement. That means we were always progressing, we're always moving on, and not something that was standing still like an organisation. An organisation had its rules and regulations, and they never altered, whereas, apart from minor things, BP says it's better to keep modernising because we want to be part of society in the future. It's a bit like your computer programmes. You're always updating. And there's another story, of course.
Wasps. Be gone, wasp. So all around this shield, we've got the little... what are these called? What are their names? What do you call it? Little...
Shields.
Little small shields, about an inch high. Pinned on... with the year and the... The what would they have been called then? Groups? Troops?
The troops.
Troops. Yeah. Which with ever...
This is a scout section thing.
Uh-huh.
If it was the whole of the scouting in that area, it would be a group. Encompassing beavers, cubs, scouts and...
Oh, I see.
Well, no, they weren't then.
So
scouting's changed so many times.
The shield, and these things are pinned on the outside of the main copper bit in the middle, and we can see that there's one missing, and we estimate that it's the one that was won in 1929, because all of the rest are present, and the way that they're spaced out. So it goes from 1929 to 50, did I say 60?
60, yeah.
1960. And so what Dad has wanted to do is... Clean the shield. What do you want?
My little scrubbing brush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this one.
That's it.
What we wanted to do was clean it. So yesterday we had a shot with some Brasso wadding, but we were short on that. So we've been back to get more Brasso wadding and some... Well, they didn't have any liquid Brasso in that particular shop, so we've... We got some silver polish, which is technically the same thing. Maybe some listeners out there will be pulling their hair out saying, no, you should never have added silver polish to copper. But from my personal use, it's a less abrasive cleaner than Brasso is. But anyway, what Dad has done overnight is he mixed vinegar and flour.
Yep, to make a paste.
Uh-huh.
A mousse paste.
Yes.
And you smother brass. You can do it with any kind of metal, really, that's black and tarnished. Just don't bother trying to work out how long it's going to clean it with Brasso. Mix this paste. Smother it all over. Plenty of it. Don't let it dry out. Put plenty on and leave it overnight. Leave it a couple of days if you can. And then wipe it off, and you'll find that everything underneath it is solidified. Wash it off with some nice warm water, and then if you have a scrubbing brush, a little toothbrush even, and you can use your Brasso and silver polish or whatever you want, and get into the little crannies, nooks and crannies, and you'll think, wow, where's all the muck gone?
And when you took your traditional mixture off, we noticed that the copper was slightly pinky.
Yeah.
Now you've applied that silver polish all over, and which you're taking off now, mm-hmm. and it's less so. So it's a hell of a lot cleaner. It's unbelievable because the it was black. Let's face it, it was black. It was all black before, and we've gone over all of those shields around the outside. Sorry, all of the earlier ones. That one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22. So 11 of the 22 that are on there are brass. And they're a bit more ornate. So they go from... They go up to 1940. But after 1940, they're silver coloured, and they're not as ornate. The older ones, the brass ones, have got like a wreath around them, and like a lion's head. And paws, which is quite nice. But we had a go with the Brasso with some of those, and they came up a treat. The thing is the brass cast plate, brass, it's copper, really should come off the wooden shield to be cleaned. And the wooden shield has been fabricated out of three pieces of rosewood. Three individual pieces, and to be honest, that could do with fixing, couldn't it? The left one is loose. They've been fixed together professionally, like with polishing method, like a polishing method. He's wandered off. I'm saying you've wandered off.
I'm just getting some more warm water.
Oh. And so what's the intention? What are you gonna do with the shield?
Well, we're going to after we've cleaned it up and photographed the thing, made a photographic copy of all of it. We'll put it on display because we're in the process of recording the past, history, historical past, and putting the information onto CD. And this is a vital part. This was a shield that began after the First World War and before the Second World War, and then carried on after the Second World War. And I should imagine after 1960, there was no interest in the sports trophy. Because it was, as I say, it was a big thing then. I remember talking to someone at Hayden Bridge 10 years ago, and he said they used to parade this trophy through the village. Although there's no photographic record of that. Old scouts used to say that the village and the band used to turn out, and the band used to play them around the village, which must have been quite special. And Bob Campbell, the late Bob Campbell, was the scout leader then, scout master in those days, of course. A big do. We're quite pleased. And now when you see that, oh, that's incredible. Incredibly clean. I suppose it could do with another doing. Another cleaning to get it really spotless.
It's 10 times better than it was, though. Let's face it. You can see a lot of detail
even
now.
Even on the silver ones, you couldn't read the name.
No.
But now it stands out. So we just need some expert to take a picture of it. Do you know anyone?
Don't know.
I think we do.
It really is quite spectacular. I think it must have taken a lot of effort to design this and then cast it, because it is, you don't get anything like this in modern times. So this initial cleaning process, or this cleaning process, has been quite, I suppose, crude. It's quite rough, really. Throwing warm water at it, and there's been no special care here. But it was so tarnished that you couldn't make out much detail. Well, you couldn't see any of those tents behind. I thought they were trees initially, and you could not make the names out on the silver and some of the brass little plaques. So it's quite, and now it's really shiny. But I suppose it doesn't take much effort to maintain that. It's taken quite a bit of effort to get it to that. I think what could have happened was, or should have happened, is we should have taken all of those, photographed it as is, taken everything off.
Yeah. Well, it's still we still have to take it to bits, because this, the rosewood behind it, whether it's three pieces originally or what, I don't know, but certainly it's split, and they need to be fastened together again to make it really worthwhile. Nobody ever complained. It was in its poor state and its rough state when we did the Discovery Museum exhibition in 2008. This stood pride of place, and nobody ever batted an eyelid at its state. However, now they would all be wanting to take a picture of it. Isn't that wonderful? Absolutely wonderful.
It's certainly a huge piece of history, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Physically and as a record itself.
Yeah. Now, I have got some rather good pictures of Hexham, and definitely settling stones. Winning this trophy, all the team set out with a trophy in the middle, and a lovely picture, nice and clear, crystal clear, and that was 1935.
Well, we're looking at the brass ones.
What's the copper ones around there?
They're brass.
Are they brass?
Yeah, they're brass. That's
the centre of it is copper. Yeah, they're brass. Yeah,
yeah.
The brass ones are the original ones. There's a chap called, John Heslop at Hayden Bridge. He had a lovely picture of Settling Stones, which is a tiny hamlet, unbelievable hamlet, tiny hamlet at above Hayden Bridge. In those days, to have a scout troop would have been, which is unheard of in such a small area. But you've got to remember, there was a lot of mining communities, and it would be a mining community in those days. And the miners would come and go, and the children would all want to be part of something. And there was nothing in those days. There was no iPads and no cinemas and things like that. You only had scouting, and so they would all be part of scouting. And like anything else, like all these trophies, you'll see them. You'll see a troop like Hayden Bridge winning 3 years in a row, just like Settling Stones, or what's this, the fourth Hexham 1947, which is the year I was born. You'll see them winning 2 and 3 years in a trot, because they would have boys 14, 15 and 16.
So it's continuity.
Continuity at the top end.
Uh-huh.
And they're the ones that would win all the trophies. However, now, today, in 2015, scouting doesn't have that age group. We only go to 14. And so we don't have the strength and the knowledge up at the top end. They're just small boys. They never get to this super strength that the old boys were.
So how long have you been involved in scouting?
This is my 50th year.
50 years this year.
1965, I got my assistant scout master warrant. It's unbelievable. There we are. Right, we'll just look for somebody to take a picture of this now.
Yeah, let's do it.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.